Yesterday's meeting of the Baltimore City Council was a busy one. Bills introduced include one that would send a small part of the city budget to youth programs, another that would return 911 operations to the police department, and a third aimed at enticing grocery stores into the city. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake and several council members publicized some of the bills before yesterday's meeting, and WYPR's Kenneth Burns is on the line to discuss the highlights. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
Start off with the mayor's proposal. She wants to give a 10-year personal property tax break to new and existing grocery stores. It's part of a strategy to bring grocery stores to so-called food deserts. How would the plan work?
Well, this is specifically for supermarkets, not megastores, not corner stores, but specifically supermarkets, and it was written that way. Now, what officials want to do is to get supermarkets into food deserts, those neighborhoods where healthy food choices are limited. And they have been in talks with several companies, but they didn't name which ones they were in talks with.
And while they want to attract new grocery stores, city officials also want to keep the ones that are already in the city, right?
Right. That's the key part of this strategy. Now, here's Bill Cole. He leads the city's economic development arm, the Baltimore Development Corporation.
We want the existing grocery stores to be able to invest in their stores, upgrade their refrigeration, upgrade the equipment, and that's where a lot of these costs come in for them. And the retention part is key. We don't want to, this isn't a game of whack-a-mole. We want a new grocery store to open up when one closes. We want to make certain that they all stay open and we add to the inventory.
If you recall, Stop Shop and Save closed last year. They were a struggling grocer for a long time. While new grocery stores open in some of those locations, they want to add to the number of grocery stores in the city, which is why Bill Cole used that whack-a-mole analogy.
Before the mayor spoke with reporters yesterday, City Council President Jack Young announced he was introducing a bill that would create a permanent dedicated fund for youth programs. And as I understand it, this is an idea that has been tried elsewhere.
It has. San Francisco, Oakland, and Miami specifically, 91, 96, and 2002 respectively. Now, the goal is to leverage government dollars to help people who have created youth programs on their own. The proposal calls for 3% of the city budget. Now, currently, that's $31 million to go to a fund for youth programs.
But as a percent of the city budget, it would change depending on how the city budget changes.
Right.
This is a charter amendment, so even if it goes through, it's not going to be a done deal right away.
Nope, this would go on the November 2016 ballot if the city council and the mayor signs off on it, and if city voters approve, the fund would start with the 2018 budget.
Another issue at yesterday's meeting, public safety. Councilman Nick Mosby and Mary Pat Clark want to move 911 operations back to the police department. What prompted this?
They said too many callers to 911 either gotten busy signals or they've been outright dropped. So first they want to know, why are these technical issues happening with 911? Ultimately, they want the operators and dispatchers moved back to the police department from the Mayor's Office of Information Technology, where they've been for the last 5 years.
And Interim Police Commissioner Kevin Davis was formally nominated as Permanent Police Commissioner last night. He's been interim since Anthony Batts was fired in July.
Yeah, Davis would be finishing Batts' six-year term, which began last year. Now, there are a couple of concerns where Davis's term would go beyond the mayor's term. If you remember, Mayor Rawlings-Blake announced that she is leaving office when her term is up next year. The concern is giving Davis a long-term deal because of Rawlings-Blake's short time in office. Davis's confirmation hearing has been scheduled for next month on the 21st.
WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on Baltimore politics and more. Thanks for the recap of yesterday's city council meeting.
Thank you, Nathan.